W2L repeater.
Fly Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
Fly Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL.
Good morning. The time is 4:55 a.m. Temperature 34 degrees.
This is the W2VL repeater. Good morning. The time is 5 o'clock a.m.
Fly Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Good morning. 5:01 a.m. Temperature 34 degrees.
W2VL.
Fly Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
M. Temperature 0 degrees.
Fly Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
AC2JRQ listening.
Good morning, M. Temperature 32 degrees.
Thank you.
degrees.
W2.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2L repeater.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2L repeater.
Kilo Golf 2 Radio Yankee Portable 4G LTE. KG2RY 4G LTE New York. Thank you. Kilo Golf 2 Radio Yankee Portable 4G LTE.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
NY2H, WB2GL.
NY2H.
Go! How did it go?
I can get to the controller. I saw your VDOT with the MSEdit in it, although I didn't open that up. Only thing is that it looks like the real-time clock module might not be in that particular controller.
I don't know. My phone is ringing. I'll be right back. WB2CSA.
NY2H.
NY2H, WB2MSB.
WB2MSB. NY2H, how you doing, Mort?
I'm doing great, sir. I heard your voice, thought I'd take the chance to say hello, wish you a happy Thanksgiving coming up, and hope everything's going well for you.
All
right, East Steve recognized. Yeah, happy Thanksgiving to you also, and things are well. I'm planning on vacation again. I don't know if you'll be down there or not. Why don't you pick it up and then turn it over to Steve?
Okay, roger, roger. Well, I'm looking at the schedule again, as usual, each year, so I will do that. Sounds like you guys are doing some repeater work, so I will, or business at least, so I will just listen a little more. I'm heading back to the home QTH. Steve, over to you, and WB2MSB, I'll be standing by.
No big deal, Murray. I just wanted to find out how he made out with what I did earlier, and apparently had some amounts of success.
Alrighty. Yeah. So, I don't know if we have the real-time clock in there or not. We'll figure that one out. But otherwise, it's good. I'm just checking my other connections, the other ears and such, so.
Okay. Yeah, Charlie's, my friend Charlie is checking out how to access the COM port to VDOT. That seems to be the only hiccup. I'm not sure if it'll be an issue if we use... Wasn't there a USB to serial port adapter on the old one somewhere? I don't know where it is, but I thought there was one.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if I have one. I'll look around. There might be a virtual port, some way to get that VDOT to see them. But your friend's looking into it, so maybe he'll come across the solution.
Yeah, well, he wants to use it, too, and I didn't want to have to change everything over to 32-bit. But, you know, hey.
No, don't do that now. I mean, then I have to start over on the other stuff again, I think.
Yeah. You gonna be around a few minutes? Because I gotta take a run in and pick up some paperwork.
NY2H.
WB2GSC. Maury, it's all yours.
WB2IKT.
B2MSB, I'm just hanging loose. IKT, go ahead.
Hey, thanks, Maury. Happy Thanksgiving to you as well. And, Lou, I have a question for you, a DMR question. I'm hoping you can answer it, of course. I don't have a clue. You have to be crazy. Thank you, DMR question. I appreciate it.
Yeah, hi, George. How you doing? And happy Thanksgiving. Good one. If it's the question that's circulating, there is a question circulating now, which is why if some people are using a hotspot, their ID not being reflected, their call is not being reflected, they're picking up the Grandmaster one. So I don't know what the answer is. I think if that's the question you're referring to, Steve Shuck had asked Bernie Berger about it. If it's another question, I don't know. So go ahead. I'm being presumptuous here.
Yeah, don't be too presumptuous, I guess, because that was not the question. Basically, the question is that our repeaters, both Plainview and Felden, we have time slot 2 reserved as something that's called Limark Private. Is there a number or something that's got to go with that? 388.
That's the talk room.
Okay, so time slot 2, it's, like I said, it's called Limark Private, and there is a time slot 1 assigned to 7388. I'm talking about time slot 2. The same number as 7388, or is there something different? That's the question.
Yeah, that might be 9, I think is the convention, but I'm old and my memory is poor. Maybe that's talk group 9, I'm not sure. I mean, we could research it if need be.
82 AKM. Thanks, John. And by the way, the individual is asking me the question is going to be our February speaker. Definitely something screwy about the way it's set up right now. This is a person that spends a lot of time programming different kinds of radios for folks. Like, oh yeah. Let me see if I have it. Now, George, 7388 would never be on time slot 1.
WV2MSB.
Yeah, go ahead, Maury. I don't know what happened to those two.
Okay. I'm not sure what he was referring to in terms of that the Limark talk group number shows up with a time slot 1. It should not. The system's not going to recognize it on time slot 1. It has to be time slot 2 for that particular talk group to be recognized and get into the system. As far as the issue you were talking about, it pops up every once in a while, and I believe that the problem has to do with which of the Brandmeister servers you're going into. You know, USA, US 3101, 3102, et cetera. Every once in a while, one of the servers loses its connectivity with the database, and instead of getting the database information, you just get the server's ID number instead. That seems to happen once in a while. I believe that's the reason why it's showing up.
WB2ZS.
WB2IPC. Battery failure. Two batteries.
Yeah, George, just a quick question. Where are you seeing that label come up, private? And I assume it's on Plainview, is that correct?
Both Plainview and Felden, and Talk Group number 2. That's what it is. Using the code block, it's sensitive by a loop. Not sure why it's there that way.
You mean time slot number 2?
Yes, time slot number 2.
And it's just displaying private on it?
No, that's what the stop market is.
Yeah, I couldn't make out what you were saying. Okay. Thank you. I will talk to you later. I'm looking into this.
Alrighty, Maury, thanks for that other information. The Bickle server. You'll pass that along to the people that were asking. Okay. So, George, I don't know if you got your answer yet.
No, I guess what I'm saying is I'm not sure what the program is. I saw number 2. What they do is that the Belgians. Is there something different?
Yeah, I can't read you, George. You're too noisy.
I'll get you later. My battery is dead.
Okay. So, Maury, what did we say? What time slot is 7388 on?
Yeah, 7388 is always going to be on time slot 2. on our system. In fact, it's probably going to be on time slot 2 on a lot of systems, but only on time slot 2 here. The other issue that comes up sometimes is that there are so many different versions of the code plugs that people pass around. Sometimes things get jumbled up a little bit, and so, you know, for example, every once in a while you still see talk group number 2 pop up with a label of Tri-State, if you remember that, the New York, New Jersey, Connecticut Tri-State group. So usually time slot or talk group 2 would be a local but connected to all the local repeaters in the system, whereas time slot 9 would be, I'm sorry, talk group 9 would be the only local for that particular repeater and not connected to the group. So it gets a little confusing. But the local LIMARC group is always going to be on time slot 2. If it shows up as 1, somebody made a mistake.
And Y2H, yeah, very good. So, George, if you're listening, that's your answer. It's 7388 is on time slot 2. And, of course, if you're going through a hot spot and you're doing Brandmeister, it's a different number, right? It's like a 5-digit 31 something or other. I don't know. Maury would know. But for, I guess, DMARC is the other one. 7388 on time slot 2. So you can tell that to the February presenter and see if it jibes, if it works for him. I'm hoping you're listening. I don't know if you are or not, but anyway. All right, Maury, you coming back from work?
Sort of. I was just doing some Suffolk County fire rescue stuff at a couple of stations, and now I'm heading back to the house. And hopefully I'll be camping out there for the rest of the afternoon. I was able to overcome the urge to stop at White Castle, so I'm happy about that, because it's hard. It's very difficult, but I did it. And I guess it's going to be turkey and alpine lace on light rye with mustard and no mayo for lunch, because I'm trying to be good.
Yeah, we used to call the White Castle belly bombers. Yeah. Greasy and not onion. Yeah, delicious. But I think you're better off with your alternative.
WBGZ, I
think. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, how about sliders? Remember sliders?
I guess they were any of the ones that were small enough, about the size of the White Castles, right?
No, that's what they call them. Oh, I got an incoming call. I'll be right back. WBGZ, I think.
He's a busy guy today. Lots of calls. I always have to question, you know, when meat is steamed. You know, steamed meat. I guess steamed dumplings are okay, but that's about it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's steamed. Yeah, interesting. Yeah, I guess that's questionable. I used to live in Nassau County when I was young. I think there was one in Hempstead or West Hempstead. Go to periodically. Plus, you got to buy a whole bunch of them, you know, because they're so small.
Oh, yeah. You had to buy a sack or the Crave case, which I think has 32 in it or something. And there was a White Castle on, I guess it was Sunrise Highway? Yeah, I think it was Sunrise Highway in Lynbrook, right kind of under the elevated railroad track there. That was the closest one to my house. I also grew up in Nassau County back in the day. And, yeah, White Castle was an institution. In fact, I dumped many a gym class to get in the car and go with my buddies over there. I'm just pulling off the main road, going up the hill, so I might lose a repeater. But heading back to the house, WB2MSB. Back to you.
WB2CSE.
Okay. I think Maury is almost done. Come in there when you want to clear. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, I remember when the closest one was on Atlantic Avenue in the Queens of Brooklyn. You know, we used to go in there when we go into JFK. Long ago and far away, Maury.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, our location there was usually I think it was at the Sherwood Diner, I think. I used to always call it the Robin Hood Diner, but that was a misplaced connection there. I think it was the Sherwood. All right, guys, I'm just about here, destinated. So I will say 73. Stay safe, stay well, enjoy the holiday if we don't talk, and we'll catch you again. WV2MSB, clear.
All right, Maury, thanks for jumping in. And, yeah, well, Robin Hood was in the Sherwood Forest, so I guess it makes sense. Have a good one. Steve?
Yeah, just trying to figure out if I have George's telephone number in my phone.
All right, let me get back to my computer here. I'm just trying to batten down all my connections, my connectivity to all these locations. So, talk to you later. NY2H.
Yeah, by the way, that's a brisk little computer for the price. It works very well.
WB2ZSC, WB2WAK, how'd you make out?
So, Lou finished setting up what he can set up. And the only thing I'm waiting for is to hear from Charlie on the VDOT COM port issue.
Oh, okay. So, Lou's able to connect?
Yep. All I got to do is get over there and do a little straightening up, because neatening up the wiring, although it's not terrible right now.
Yeah, let me jump in.
Okay.
Hello, Steve. WAK.
Out doing some errands. But, okay, good. And there was enough room. You saw how the monitor went in.
Yes, we doubled.
Oh, go ahead, Lou.
Yeah, hi, Steve. Happy holidays coming up. Yeah, it's good. I'm in there. I got the ARCOM software working, and the only thing is the ARCOM seems like it doesn't have the real-time clock in it. But I could connect, and everything is cool. We got things running. I don't know if you were monitoring about 10 minutes ago. Maury was on, and he had an answer to that question that Charlie posed, and you brought it up to Bernie Berger about the DMR IDs not coming across through a hot spot. And MSB says that the reason for that is this: sometimes you're on a different, there's like three different server, brand license servers or something, and occasionally one of them doesn't have the connectivity to the database, so you get its ID instead of the person's ID. He says it's an intermittent problem, but something that they've seen. So maybe that's what the answer is.
Yeah, I never got a reply from Bernie. Ask him about that. That sounds logical. I know it's different. It only started, I think, about a week or two ago. Up until that point, give all the information.
All right. So that's the explanation. One of us should, I guess, respond to Charlie and let him know.
I don't know how to change the subject. I don't know how they sell those computers for what they sell them for. Okay, at least this way, a little up to date instead of trying to bang around Windows Pro 7 machines.
Yeah, well, you got to work around. Like, for example, well, Steve, for the MS Edit, of course, he's got the VDOS container, and that's working for him, which is good. And then, as far as the Archon software, that was based on Visual Basic 6, I think. So what happens is you put it in a Windows 10 machine and it doesn't have these ActiveX controls. But the trick is to download them. Don't try to install them particularly, but put them in a certain system folder that they tell you to put them in. And then whichever ones it can't find, there's a register command. You go into a DOS window. And I think it's called Reg Server or something as a command. Then you put in a particular OCX file, and it registers. And then, you know, you start up the Archon software again, and it'll complain about another one. And you put that, you register that, and there's about four or five of them it needs. Once you have them all registered, it works like a charm under Windows 10. So that's what I did, and working.
Yeah, I remember. I haven't tried. I have an old computer that, and you know, I still got the Archon on 805. But, like I said, that was one of the things I like with the SCOM. You know, you write, you know, modify, edit the script, and then just load the script in. You can save the scripts if you want to do something different, go back to something you had previously. That was a lot better. I'm still waiting, like I say, to see the new this new controller. I give it probably another 2 years. But I mean, a lot of guys are, like you're doing, is using All Star as a controller.
NY2H, yeah, we're doing that in Middle Island, and that's working out. And as far as the SCOM, yeah, what happens is you download it, and then there's a utility program to cut readable files, 1, 2, 3, you know, see exactly what you have. So I haven't done that in a while, but yeah, so I'm kind of familiar with both of those. And yeah, I don't know if they're going to, you know, when they're coming out. I wonder if they saw supply chain problems, or if, you know, I don't know what they're doing. Maybe more than 3 ports on that thing, or an ability to extend the ports out on the new one, new SCOM.
Yeah, he had a prototype last year out there. And, I think it's an expansion card that you can add another 4 ports. Like I said, with all these digital repeaters, you know, D-Star, Fusion, you know, they come with a, you don't really need a controller anymore. And now, like I say, the Mid-Island with the All-Star, that's what I'm looking at, I'm getting involved with that stuff now. I just, HRO had a flash sale the other day. If you follow them on social media, giving the new D-Star repeaters away, which do digital and analog, for $399, one-day thing, up on their, I saw them on Facebook. Like I say, for $400, it's worth it just to have a spare, you know, analog, and you can set it up either way. And those are the new ones, the second generation. Grab the VHF, the UHF. I'm insane, Lou. What can I tell you?
Hey, you can never have too many. All right, well, that's good. What a deal. So, all righty, I'm going to go on the site here and get back to the computer. ZSE, I guess you're still in there.
He probably got home already. Good. We'll talk to you again when we get out of here. WB2WAK.
Very good. You know what? I'll shoot a reply to Charlie right now and tell him what we think is going on with that. Take care. Talk to you later. NY2H.
Probably just wasn't close enough to it, so I don't know what the issue was. KD2OGB mobile.
Yeah, I don't know what the coverage area is like, but I'm generally not out in that direction, so I thought I would ask you. Okay. Glad to hear that.
I swear these people don't stop.
All right,
very good. Just left the house. On Sunrise and route to Babylon Station to pick up some lunch. And then make my way to the yard as usual. I don't know what's been going on the Expo Net. I've been just way too busy to tap in, and I just don't have the time right now because I'm on this temporary. I mean, I could, but I'd have to be listening on, like, a Bluetooth because I can't really have my phone out while I'm doing my work.
Yeah, I got that. Hey, I got a question. This might be something you're familiar with. It's a computer related thing. Company called Red Dragon. Know anything about them?
Working on the railroad.
Doesn't ring a bell to me. What's it about?
I make a bunch of stuff, and I was just wondering if you knew what the quality was like. It looks like it's well made, but, you know, looks are sometimes deceiving.
I'll have to look it up. Thanks for letting me know. I definitely seem interested now.
N2ION. Oh, it's Mr. Jeff.
N2ION. Hey, Jeff, KD2OGB Mobile.
Yeah, they've been working on the railroad. Hey, Steve, what's going on?
No, not that much. Yeah, by the way, Craig, this happens to be, this particular thing that I was, actually picked it up was a webcam. I needed something that was reasonable but inexpensive. And it seemed to fit the bill and was on sale.
Yeah, I'll have to look it up when I get the time, that is. Jeff, you're a little faint into the repeater, but you're somewhat readable.
Yeah, I'm on an HD, that's what. All right, not a problem. I won't say. Just want to say hi to you guys. And with that, I'll listen out. See you, Stuart. That's who I am.
Okay. Bye, Jeff.
That was quick. Just cruising on westbound Bohemia. Was doing some flight editing on Adobe Premiere from Florida. I should hopefully have it exported by...